Hello?
How you doing?
Oh God, Ren, you're so quiet. Hold on, let me turn you up.
I'm quiet.
Why am I quiet? I just turned you down. Mushu talk? Major talk?
Hello.
Major's
I don't
not
think
back yet
Major's
with
here.
snack. Major's not here with snack yet.
Said you would walk us through what we're doing.
So what we're basically doing in this first session is that we're gonna be discussing our characters and how they know each other, or if they've had any run-ins with the past, or if they know anything about the kind of like research on what they are. And then we're gonna be tiptoeing into the first mystery, which is going to be very, I'm going to tell you pretty much exactly what to do because we're all like kind of learning in a sense. Capiche? Capiche?
Hello.
Hello!
Hello.
Good to hear you.
I've got dumple.
You got dumplings?
Yeah.
You all have your own player handbooks? Yes.
Oh.
I sent them in
I haven't read it.
but
I
it's
haven't read
there
it.
whenever you need to. It's there for if you need to level up. So, my job as the keeper is to be your number one fan, so I'm here to help you. Okay? I'm not here to kill you, although that would be very fun. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm going to explain some of the roles we're gonna be making and the moves. There's very certain moves that every character and every class kind of has. There's seven or eight basic moves, which is act under pressure, help out, investigate a mystery, kick some ass, manipulate someone, protect someone, read a bad situation, and use magic. I don't think any of you have magic in your characters.
Heard.
Not technically.
I'm pretty sure you guys don't have magic.
From
I
what I
have holy
remember,
water.
no.
You guys need help finding your character sheets. They're under the PC tab. Mushu, you have two, and then Ren has one, and
I do.
Major has one. Let me dive into more of the rules, or the roles. Act under pressure is used if you're in a dangerous or difficult situation and there's a lot of stress on you. So, like, if you're currently in a fight and you want to be like, I jump into a tree and drag this person up, you would have to act under pressure because it's a pretty fucking stressful situation you're in, right?
Right.
It's kind of funky. You gotta,
I'm
like,
fighting for my life.
when you're fighting for your life
Sorry,
and
I'm
you
fighting for
wanna
my life.
kangaroo pouch someone, you gotta, like, roll for that shit.
Heard.
Heard. Help
Breaking
out.
this. I found the tablet.
10 out of 10. Help out is used when you want to help another hunter. So, like, if someone rolls really badly, or, like, let's say Major rolls a 6 on something that they want to do. And it's like, oh, Major wanted to save this person from a falling, like, one of those, like, wooden poles on the top of a roof? The fucking like arbor shit. If that fell on a person and Major rolled a 6 to help them out, then one of you could be like, oh, I'm going to also assist Major in lifting up this pole or like pushing someone away so that you can roll for that in order to see if you actually help Major out. So if you succeed on that roll, they get a +1 or a +2, depending on how badly or how good it ha ends up happening. Investigate a mystery is the role that we will be doing the most. Okay? It is used to work out to find out, like, what kind of monster we're dealing with. It's any question of what's happening. So, like, what it's doing, what it's planning, where did it go? Capiche?
Capiche.
Capiche. Next one is kick some ass, which is used for fighting. It's just basic fights. You roll it if you want to kick someone's ass. Major, you seem confused. What's happening, baby?
What is the square?
What square?
Big white square.
That's for where we're gonna draw our map. You don't have to focus on that yet.
Okay.
The next one is manipulate someone. And it's just, it's a role to try to make someone do something that they don't really want to. Gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss, if you will. You try to give them a reason to see if they would actually follow through with what you're trying to say. Next one is protect someone, which is used to save someone from danger. So if, again, if Mushu were, like, there was a monster, like, going to attack Mushu, if, let's say, Ren rolls to protect someone, and they roll really fucking good, then they end up successfully protecting Mushu, and Mushu can get away in time. Next one is another role that we're gonna be using so fucking much, which is called read a bad situation, and it's used to work out whatever dangers are immediately there. Like, if you can't figure out something, but because you're monster hunters, you know something's there, it's like a spider sense, if you will. So if you think you're walking into a trap, you can kind of read about a situation to figure out if it is a trap or if you're just kind of going crazy. The last role is use magic, and it's to cast any spells, enchanted items. It's just kind of, if you were to do something that a human being couldn't do, that's magic. And that's all the roles. Any questions?
I don't think so.
No, sorry. I'm trying to figure out how to get the drawing tablet to work with the website. Because it is not.
Mm-hmm. Next thing I'm going to kind of go over is how the character sheets are pulled up. I'm going to pull up Ren's character sheet just because it's the first one I'm seeing. And I'm just going to use this as an example for the Twitch chat. I hate how your look just says winky face. But we're going to go through the numbers
on the... I'm doing it currently, okay? Fuck off.
On the left side. So cool, which is the second one, is how calm and collected you are, depending on how you act under pressure or if you help out. Tough is how strong you are and how... mean and how hard you hit in a fight. It's needed for kick some ass and protect someone. Charm is how persuasive and kind of like horny you are. I like to call it the bardic trait, which is just like how charming you are. Imagine Prince Charming from the Shrek movie if he was actually a decent person. Okay. Sharp is how observant you are. It's kind of how sharp your eyesight is. It is used for investigate a mystery and read about situation, our two highest rolls. It is what we are going to be rolling every single fucking second. Weird is how attuned you are to the supernatural. It's for use magic. It's for anything like a human being couldn't possibly do in a way. Okay, I need to take a screenshot of this because those are important questions that I need access to right away. Okay. For investigate a mystery, depending on how high you roll, you get to hold something. Hold is how many questions or how many things you can ask me. So if I say you have two holds, you can ask me two questions from a list. And that list is what happened here, what sort of creature is it, what can it do, what can it hurt, where did it go, what was it going to do, and what is being concealed here.
Gamer, you cut out.
Apologies. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what's being concealed here?
Okay.
I'm literally just taking screenshots of the monster manual right now because I forgot to take notes. Horny is more important. I remember in this one campaign, I follow a bugbear, shoved his hand down a boar's throat, and the DM said, roll to deep throat the boar. I'll screenshot the use magic because I know that someone will want to eventually use magic. So another thing I want to delve into before we start kind of explaining our characters is what harm is. So everyone has the same harm. Except for the monsters. So every single human being or person that you come in contact with will all have 7 health points. No matter what, no matter how strong they are, nothing. It's just like this is what you what this is what God has given you, basically.
Like, for everybody.
It's the same for like, but if I give you, like, let's say I give you Smokey the Bear, he could have 15 harm, like 15 health points.
Smokey the Bear.
Well, then Smokey the Bear should fuck right off.
And your injury is dependent on how many harm you take. So if you take anything before the dying, it's minor stuff. You could kind of get that patched up at home, put a Band-Aid on it, put some duct tape, spit on it, you know, the normal shit. If it's past 4, you're then unstable, which means you are actively dying. If you don't get help soon, you will die, and you will say goodbye. 8 harm or more will kill a person. Doesn't matter who you are, you will die. Now, there are points where you can get armor, which can negate the damage. And then, okay. I'm just putting this out there, after every mystery, you will heal up to full, because I just feel like that's nice. And in the layout of this...
Thank God.
In the layout of this, the mysteries will take place every 2-ish months. So, we're currently starting in October, November, I believe. Let me pull up my monster sheet. It is currently mid-October. This is when our first mystery is happening. There is a chance for you to get resurrected if you do die. However, that shit is a little funky. Your luck is if you fail really fucking badly on a roll. Like, if you roll a 2 on, like, something that was really fucking important, you can spend a luck point and have that be a 12. And you have 7 luck points, and they never, ever come back. So use it wisely.
Okay.
I think the only class that allows you to bring back a luck point is the mundane, I'm pretty sure. When you run out of luck, it gives me the opportunity to be as brutal and ruthless as I want. Ah, yes.
Don't piss you off.
Don't piss me off. I need to screenshot those weapons. Oh, by the way, you can make your own weapons, you can make your own armor, but I will be able to add tags to it depending on how fucked up it is. Every time you fail a roll, so if you get below a 6, so when you fail, you can mark experience, and I expect you to actually pay attention to it, because I won't be keeping track. Capiche?
To what level of experience do we need to get to?
So every time that you do, I believe it's 5 experience. Yeah, once you hit 5 experience, you can add an improvement. And then you kind of level up in a way, quote unquote.
Okay.
And then once you get, I believe it's 3 or 4 regular improvements, you can have an advanced improvement.
Okay.
Okay. Are we all ready to kind of jump in?
Yeah, I don't think the tablet thing is going to work for me.
That's all okay. That is all good.
It is kicking my ass.
Why don't we start out with... Let's start out with the map of Carver. Okay. Are we cool with that?
Okay.
So everyone, select like a fucking... I'm choosing this like black color. And just to make sure that I... Why can't I draw?
Why is yours so tiny?
It was on thin for some reason.
Purple.
Why can't I draw? Okay.
Because I don't think the tablet thing works.
I am so upset. Anyway. That is so...
I think they understand how...
Fucking rude.
My tablet works.
Well, it doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work for me. Okay. So, what we are going to do is that we are going to loosely sketch out kind of how the town is situated. I'm going to add some shit first.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead. What you want?
Is there a lake in this town?
There can be.
If we make a lake, can we make a tiny island in the middle of the lake that's shaped like a dick?
We call it Dick and Ball Island.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at writing.
But you know there's a text feature, right?
I do. I do now. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway.
Just
fucking shit. Text feature. Okay.
Can we import maps?
Mount Baker. I can import a map. This is just kind of how this kind of fucker has to be for now. Mount Baker.
You're doing great.
Mount Baker. Ta da.
Mount Baker.
Mount Baker, right? Cool. This is a radio tower. It's loose. It kind of looks like a house more, but it is a radio tower. That's important. Okay, I'll write radio tower. Cool, radio tower. We're vibing.
I'm vibing with the tower.
And then the thing that's left is that there is a kind of like outside, not a mall, because it's too small to be a mall, but it's like one of those like outlet fuckers.
Is it like a main street? Is it like a main street with like the shops on both sides?
No, it's like its own building, but it's not a mall.
It's a plex.
It's slightly smaller.
Freaky Fazbear.
Small mall.
Is it
mall.
A Five Nights at Freddy's
ish.
Pizza mall?
I plead the fifth. Small mall-ish. And that
can
is...
Can I find Freddy Fazbear in that mall?
That is all I have for now. I will say that... I'm gonna change my color for this.
Freaky Fazbear.
That this is like a fucking tree. All this shit is trees. Like, there is... This is in the fucking forest. Convenience store? No. It's like a mall, but it's not. It's a smaller building. It's like a mini mall. It's a mini mall for toddlers.
Like, where is the...
A daycare?
No. Trees. I'm just doing this for shit. Fucking trees. Cool, trees.
How do I move it?
Move what? You can't.
Well, I can't move the...
What are you trying to do? Oh, the lake you just...
No, I'm making a road system.
Okay.
It's road.
Mm-hmm.
That way we have buildings with roads connected to them so we know we can actually get to them. Because I don't think there's a road to the radio tower considering the trees have taken.
There is, but it's like a dirt path.
Okay, hold on. Dirt path? Like right there.
Yes.
It's super... It's very small.
It's very small. It's like one of those sketchy ass roads that you can only take like a single car down because on the other side is just fucking ditches.
Yeah. This is outlets to places.
Okay. I'll do the houses being red. Okay. What do you want to put where? Because the only thing that I had planned was the radio tower and the mall. That's the only thing that, like, needed to happen.
Dick Lake.
Okay. Find a place for Dick Lake.
Hold on. I can make this better.
I'm gonna show you gonna make Dick Lake.
I can make Dick Lake.
I will say that the, like, the main road into town, the highway, if you will, is right here.
Okay, so that's the entrance.
That's the entrance to the highway, because near the actual Mount Baker, that is where the highway is. It is Highway 547. George Washington 547.
So this is this our line.
Mm-hmm. That's the highway.
That's the highway. It goes into the mall. Like, it's a big... That's the tourism of the town, is the mall.
The tourism is just the mall. Well, yes. There is something that draws tourists in, and we need to figure out where we can put a hotel.
I found out where we can put a hotel.
Oh?
Or you could put, like, a town hall there.
I want this to be, it's slightly smaller than a city, but bigger than a town, you know?
Okay. I'm fighting for my life with this. Fuck. Alright.
Is it 547 or is it 542?
I think it's 542.
I'm looking.
Okay. We'll do that be the entrance.
It is 542. Highway 542.
It's like a roundabout, like you exit. Right? Because that's how highways work. You have to get off the highway.
It's kind of just all roundabouts.
Yeah, it's kind of just all roundabouts.
Loop-de-loop. Mm-hmm. Into the town. And then you've got, like, your road to the mall. I don't know where the entrance of the mall is, but I'm dictating it to be right there.
This is the normal highway, continue on. It skips the town. Yeah, goodbye. It leaves. You got one exit, and then that's it.
And then there's like... I hate that I cannot control Z. This makes me sad.
Oh.
Okay, I didn't want that. Motherfucker.
You good?
Yeah, it just, every time you go to draw, it resets your color if you select to delete.
Yeah.
Ah.
So this is like a little parking section for the mall.
A parking lot? I don't know why that's a circle, but it's a parking lot.
Yeah. And you got like your second, and like these are your entrances.
Mm-hmm.
I think that like over in like this motherfucker, I wanted it to be red.
Mm-hmm.
Residential area.
Okay.
It's like these little squares. It's where the residents live.
Mm-hmm.
Is
the big one the hotel? Like, what is the big one? Is it just a really fucking huge house? Well,
in my brain, it's like there's a few of them clustered in there, and like this is just like, okay. You know how like in city living,
like an apartment.
Yeah, kind of. But like, you know how there's like the city planning games where you just like mark out squares and put this is residential and then the lots within it build residential houses?
Yeah, I'm gonna make the big one an apartment because I like it. How many apartments should be in that building?
I think it's like a two-story apartment building.
Okay, so like six,
it's wide,
eight?
But not tall. Yeah, but like six.
Okay, six. Because need room for the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Six apartments.
And then okay. You have, like, your road system to get to it with the houses. And then it gets, like, kind of small and, like, this is, like, dirt house area where, like, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say that there's, like, a convention here?
There is, but it's in a hotel.
It's in the hotel?
Okay. It's in a hotel, because this place is not big enough for a convention center.
Okay. I wanted that to be red. I'm going to cry. I think the hotel should be, like, right here.
Okay.
And you could have behind it, like, this nice scenic lake.
Okay.
With...
Dick Island.
this is a lake. There's okay. No way to get to it, but, like, the little... at the hotel, and then I think it's like a little back section. Like, this is kind of beachy. Like, they've got like mm-hmm. a little beach area for you, like, to chill out.
I feel like I do want there to be a way to get to Dick Island, so I'm gonna say that there's like a little dock.
Yeah.
And you can, like, take a boat. There's like a boat launch or whatever.
Yeah, it's like this little sailboat. Sailboat. Go. That's what that is. And then...
Or like a kayak. A kayak. Yeah,
and then, you know, because it's a hotel, it needs like the circular entrance because, you know, people park up front to bring their stuff in and then go to their...
Yeah, there's like a weird kind of...
On the side.
There's like a, like, overhang thing.
Yeah, like that. Perfect. And then I think there would be like something here.
We need like a general store or like some sort of way to get groceries here. So it would suck to have to drive to the closest town, which is either Canada, which is 40 minutes away, or Bellingham, which is an hour and a half from where this place is. 2 hours.
This is like the little grocery store. It's like a little Piggly Wiggly. So okay. Piggly Wigglies aren't this high up.
This? Grocer?
Yeah. That one. I am going to scream. Let me choose my color and stay the color. Thank you. Can this be like a little park? Like this square?
Which square?
This one.
This one? Yeah.
Like this a little park.
Okay. Park. Reneth Major, do you have anything you want to add? Because we do still have some white space.
Do we need, like, a city hall or anything?
That's up to you. This is your town we're playing in.
Not really a city, though. What about a fire department?
Fire department!
Or there could be a ranger station? Because it's forest?
I'm gonna put that, like, close to, like, that path to the radio tower, because rangers use that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Isn't that what Firewatch did? Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Ranger station, and then let's say
guys, you can zoom out, by the way.
This is, like, a parking lot for them. So there's not a lot of rangers.
The radio tower.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That space is empty, right?
Yes.
It's just trees and shit?
It's mostly just trees.
Can we have an abandoned building?
Like, sure. Maybe?
Like an old town or something?
I'll just put...
a bunch of old buildings.
I did not want that. I'll mark that in blue since that's like old buildings.
Okay.
Motherfucker, I wanted it brown.
The water was blue.
It's a darker blue. And there's squares. And let's say that there is a dirt road that kind of... I forgot I still have the fucking rectangle. There is a dirt road that kind of goes around, and there's, like, a way to actually walk to all of these houses. And there is a car right here. Window. Yeah, do you like that car?
This one right here that I've... This house thingy that I've made, can we make that like a little like mom and pop restaurant or something, like a diner?
Yeah, what do you want to call it? I need a name for this fucker.
Weese's.
Weese's.
No, Louise's.
Oh.
Weese's. No, I like Weese's. I like Weese's.
Weese's. Like Weezer, but it's Weese's.
Weese's.
All right, guys, let's go to Weese's.
Weezer.
And I remember you guys, like, jokingly talking about this, but when we first came up with the idea, you guys wanted a Red Lobster. Do you still want
yeah.
that?
No, I thought it was
only
a...
only big chain restaurant is a Red Lobster.
The only chain restaurant in the area.
Could we put it inside of the mall?
Yeah, you can put it inside the mall.
Like, have it be, like, the mall's, like, food court, except it's just Red Lobster.
It's just okay, Red yeah. Lobster.
There is no other food options
in
that food court.
It's the Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm. That is the only option in the food court.
I spelled lobster wrong.
Rude?
It's perfect. Leave it. It's perfect.
I can't edit it, so we're keeping it like that. Rude lobst. That's all it is. Rude lobst.
Rude lobst? I think that's...
Is that a good amount? Is that decent?
Pretty good to me.
Okay. Let's go around and talk about our characters now. Let's start with Mushu, just because I see your picture first.
Oh, okay. So we got Faye Brooks, and she's a she/her, and
she's got pronouns.
She's got pronouns.
Green hair is pronouns, Bessies.
No, she doesn't have green hair. I haven't designed a full look for her. All I know is that she's like 19 and she's got a sleeve that is just like Life is Strange, like Chloe from Life is Strange of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way I know how to describe it. That's all I have for her at the moment, mostly because I've not thought about this since we made this character sheet.
Which was a week and a half ago.
Yes.
Cool.
I don't have to keep my special things a secret, right? Because I didn't.
No, you don't have to. That's up to you. That is up to you, bestie. If you want to share that with the class, you can.
So she's got a just a guy.
She's got a dude.
She's got a dude.
I'm gonna need more context.
So basically, she might have did a silly goofy, picked up this like Victorian mourning ring, and accidentally became best friends with a ghost. but mind you, because she's got a one in weird, she doesn't understand at all. She's not clued in that he's a ghost.
It's just like some guy.
Yeah, she thinks it's just a guy that she's just like really close with, but nobody else can really see him.
So she's got an imaginary friend.
Yeah, basically. She's also got a puke green punch buggy that she drives around.
Lovely.
Why did you make it puke green?
Because
it makes sense.
It's like really run down. It's barely functioning.
The tailpipe is like slightly crooked off of it. It's
every time it's you turn it on. Tape. Every time we turn it on, it makes very scary noises, and you're like, ooh,
Is it attached with tape?
Yeah, there's a ring of duct tape on it, just holding everything together. And there's a sticker on the back of it. It's a little sun with a smiley face, and it says "Radiate Positivity." But inside of it, there's an air freshener that is just hung up, and it just says "Fuck you," and it smells like oranges. Mm-hmm. So if you get too close to the car, you can see that I don't like you.
I like how you have the car more fleshed out than your character.
Yeah.
I know, right?
The car is the character at this point. Sorry.
You are the car.
I think we were also going to put a combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell, because I've got part-time worker at the Pizza Hut Taco Bell combination.
That could be we can put that next to Red Lobster if you want.
Yeah, I guess I can make an exception.
Or alternatively, hold on. Let me give you an alternative. Okay. We'll put it next to the hotel.
Okay.
Is that fair? We'll put it next to the hotel.
No, that's valid.
So that, like, you can use the hotel parking lot?
Absolutely.
Why is that such a light color? I did not choose that color. Here. It's because it's thin. That can be the Pizza Hut Taco Bell. Renith, could you label with your excellent handwriting?
I'm currently not in tab.
Okay, then I will write it. It's okay. Pizza Hut Taco Bell. I'll put it all one more. Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
Sorry, I'm like quickly sketching how my guy looks.
Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
Like a weird version of Frankenstein, just saying.
And if I remember correctly, didn't you ask me about family? Don't I have a grandma in town?
You do have a grandma in town. You have a grandma and a nephew.
And a nephew in town. And the grandmother has a dead wife. She passed away, like, it was no natural causes, of course. She just kind of passed away. But I've been living with my grandma and my nephew here in town.
And they live in an apartment complex on the outskirts of town. So they live in one of the six apartments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about everything I know.
Your grandma's name is Eleanor, and your nephew's name is David, and he is 11.
Yeah.
My
car's name is George.
My only note next to Eleanor is dead wife.
Yes, she does have a dead wife.
It's just dead wife.
We kind of just keep her in, like, a little, like, ashes vase that Grandma, like, carries around, and she'll sometimes say, go ask your ma.
My god.
She's just quirky like that. She's got a sick sense of humor.
Immaculate.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know why that fucking thing is fucked up. But that says, first apartment is Juma and David.
Immaculate.
I may have passed out listening to stream. Any highlights? No, we're just getting started. Okay, Mushu, are you done with your character?
That's all I know about her at the moment, so yeah.
Awesome. Major, please explain your character.
Okay. So I'm a summoned. So my true form is kind of like a, like, you know how like a centaur looks, but like the body part of the animal is a sheep. And my title, like my I guess like my real name is Athoden, but my human name is Kathy.
Kathy? You didn't tell me it was Kathy?
Now you know it's Kathy.
Oh my god, that's horrible. I love it.
Thank you. Kathy. I love her too.
My human name is Kathy.
I am Kathy.
Brother.
Nobody in town knows where I live. Some have sighted me near the radio tower, but I just kind of wander around. And I go from job to job because I'm not good at socializing with people because I don't know what they are.
Okay.
My human pronouns are she, her. My summoned pronouns are they, it.
Respect.
They got the neo pronouns in them. Respect.
Here.
Is it Kathy with a C or with a K?
Which one's worse?
I think Kathy with a K is worse. Actually, no.
Can it be K-A-T-H-I-E?
Yes.
K-A-T-H-I-E.
Alternatively, I was going to spell it with a Q.
Q.
Kathy.
The town thinks it's spelled like C-A-T-H-Y, but it's Q.
For everyone to know, I spelled it like this.
Quaffy.
No, I spelled it like Q-A-T-H-I-E, Kathy. I want everyone to know that, okay? You have to live with that, you have to live with it.
I love it.
I also put it in your character sheet so that
you
can see it. Anything else you want to add? Like any special gear or any moves that you might find interesting?
Hold on. Where is it?
Or, like, do you have any armor or whatever the fuck? I don't know if you have armor.
Oh, yeah. While living in this town, I found somebody's Nintendo Switch, and the only game on it is Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
And I play it religiously.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way that you know how to communicate with people, so you just walked up to them and say, have you played Animal Crossing New Horizons?
I just interact with them like the villagers.
Yeah.
You think that the villager speaking is how people talk?
Yeah.
So you go...
So yeah, just kind of like the stock conversation, you know?
Brain's so empty, it's the only thing you know how to do.
I'm not aggressive, I'm just stupid. People think I'm scary, but I'm just very confused.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Are you sure?
Hmm?
Going once, going twice? Sold. All right, Ren, introduce your character.
Fuck. Saw.
Hmm?
Saw, dude. I need to pull back up the thing.
Oh, I thought you meant that he was just Saw. Like, no. Jigsaw? I thought...
No.
I thought you were trying to sell that to me.
Like a circular saw? With a portable battery?
No, like Jigsaw, like the horror character.
Oh. Hold up. I thought you thought something that was like at Home Depot.
No, I wouldn't put it past Ren.
This is what I have currently for him, okay? So you're just gonna look at that for a second.
Alright, my eyes are open.
I'm working on
it. My eyes are wide open, actually. Hold on.
I'm working on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where did my pen go? So my character's name is Damon Aberline. His pronouns are he, him, and I am the exile, which basically means I am from another time, and I wound up here.
Just because you wanted to play Legend of Zelda.
No.
You wanted to originally do Link, and I said absolutely
not. I wanted
to do
Link originally, and she was like, no. And so I was like, well, fuck you, I'm an Assassin's Creed this bitch. So...
Valid.
This is my origin, okay?
Okay.
And the origin is, like, you were taken from your home in the past and dropped into the modern world with only what you were carrying. And word for word, this is what it says. Okay, so hear me out. Basically Victorian England, right? But plague doctors are still around, but instead of treating conventional diseases, they focus on magical and monster diseases.
Oh!
It's but also... Whenever I think of this and you brought this up to me, the only thing that my brain comes to mind is that one movie where it's Abraham Lincoln versus zombies.
Yes. That is exactly the vibe I was trying to go for.
That is what my brain goes to, is Abraham Lincoln, or the vampire one too. Abraham Lincoln versus vampires.
Yeah, but basically to focus on magical and monster diseases, but also the queen doesn't like people treating magical ailments.
Oh.
So, these plague doctors are kind of working in their own behind the scenes.
Are you going to say that the queen managed to send you to a different time zone?
No, I was tracking a monster, and I wound it in a alleyway. Because, you know, Victorian England has a lot of alleyways.
A lot of fucking...
Funny enough, it was Jack the Ripper, actually.
Oh!
This is just Jack the Ripper. This is...
I was chasing Jack the Ripper, but he fucking disappeared, and all of a second I know I'm knocked out, and then I wound up, and I see a fucking car.
You're like, what the shit is that?
And I'm like,
what
the fuck is a car? Hold the fuck up. So yeah, that's me. I'm very smart. I have a lot of pharmaceutical. I'm a scientist.
Doctor.
I am doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Okay, let's go around. This is a lot of heavy setup, so we're not really touching gameplay as much as I would hope, but we need to talk about, like, if you guys know each other. Like, does Mushu research, like, weird cultish topics, or has met Kathy in town? Has, like, what does Faye know about the others?
So, Faye is kind of very incredibly stupid about anything, like, out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's... she don't know. She don't understand. She just thinks that they're just a little quirky.
But have you seen Kathy in town?
I feel like I've seen her.
Has Kathy interacted with you about Animal Crossing New Horizons?
I don't think I've had the Animal Crossing in like, New Horizons. I think I've just, like, seen from afar and went, yeah, okay.
That's a person.
That's a pretty outfit. And then looked away. Like, it was just that. And I definitely feel like I've seen if Ren's character is already in, like, I would have just been like, oh, that's a really cool cosplay.
And I'm a goth kid. I'm just a goth kid in your mind.
Like, I really don't think that I would, like, have the... Unless they came into the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
And I feel like something. I would be too scared to walk into a combination Pizza Hut and Taco
He would look at combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell and be like, what the fuck is that? What is the pizza of huts? Where is the hut of pizza?
What is a hut of pizza?
Why is a bell what made out of tacos? What's a taco?
What's a taco?
Okay. Yeah,
that, I feel like I would be the... just not... I don't know much.
Kathy, what have you seen? Like, what is your relationship with these people?
Okay. So, I've gotten closer to... Her name is Faye, right?
Yes.
Okay. I've gotten closer to Faye than she had realized. I once tried to talk to her. But then I ran away. And I'm scared of... What's his name?
Damon.
Damon. Because he looks different than everybody.
I look like fucking Dad.
Shut up, I don't know what's going on. You just look like a person.
Wait,
but you look different.
Wait, Ren, you said you saw a car when you showed up?
Yeah. Oh my god, is it your fucking car?
Did you see George?
Damon thought he was... Okay, sorry, I'm writing down notes to make sure that I have, like, shit. I'm, like, writing physical sticky notes. Okay, Damon, what did you see? What is your relationship to these people?
I saw a car and I shit my pants.
Saw Faye's car and shit pants. Okay, what about Kathy?
I don't think I've seen Kathy. And if I have, I've tried to kill her, probably.
Tried to kill.
Probably.
Probably is very important.
Okay.
There.
Let's say you didn't try to kill Kathy, you tried to kill my summoned form.
Yeah.
Okay.
The summoned was attacked. Okay. Shall we dive into the mystery now? Now that we have kind of backstory and how your characters interact with each other-ish?
Yeah.
You want that?
Okay.
What's stopping us? Jesus?
Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Absolutely.
Jesus himself gonna just step in and go,
The sign can't stop me because I can't read.
Okay.
Okay, I put his fucking picture in the bio. It's done.
It's in the bio now?
Yeah.
Woof woof, bark bark. Anyway. Shall we begin? I'm excited. Yeah. Oh my god.
Near the voice change there scared me.
Hello everyone, I am Booger. I am the keeper of crypts, keeper of monsters, and more importantly, the keeper of your heart. I love you so. And it would mean the world to me if you could stick around and listen to some of our sponsors as we get back to the episode. Toodles!
Near the base of Mount Baker, nestled in the dense trees, lies a small town-ish named Carver. Now, Carver is known for its mysteries, so much so that there is a yearly convention called CryptidCon, held every summer. But right now, it's mid-October, the air is cold, and the smell of pine needles comforts you in this familiar environment. On the outskirts of town, a tree line rustles from getting disturbed. A large, furry mammoth of a beast walks towards a lone radio tower about 10 miles from the main town, leaving behind a large set of footfalls. Welcome to Carver, home of the cryptids. What do you do?
Who are you asking?
You! What does Faye, Kathy, and Damon see after seeing this big, furry fucking beast walk from town towards the radio tower? So let's say... let's say Faye was getting groceries and Kathy was just kind of walking around in the park. Don't know where the fuck Damon is. Don't know how he rolls. but let's say he's around that same area because he sees this. What do you do?
Okay, I think I would have David with me to get groceries because I don't like going grocery shopping alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn to David and I go, and this is why you should never be a furry.
What's a furry?
Did you not see that thing?
That looked like monster.
I'm pretty sure that was a furry, thank you.
Fei-Fei, I saw something.
What'd you see? Because I saw a furry.
No, no, not the furry.
You see something else?
I saw something in my dream last night.
Oh.
I saw a forest fire.
Yeah, it is around that time, isn't it?
No, no. It's too cold for forest fires. No, I saw the radio tower in shambles, and someone was hurt.
Well, time to go burn down the forest, I guess.
I think you've seen a little too much of the Fortnite. Let's get in the car.
No, I'm not joking about this. I saw something in my dream, and when I see things, they come real. Fei-Fei, go check it out.
Okay.
Make sure those people are okay.
Okay, I will. But you've got to get this ice cream home, okay? It's gonna melt.
Okay.
You can't come with me.
Okay.
You can't come with me. You gotta go get the ice
cream. I'll go to grandma's. It's okay. I'll go to grandma's. Check it out. You text me on my cellular device.
We have
my cellular device.
Only when there's Wi-Fi. We don't have 5 gigs. We're not rich.
Oh, okay. Did grandma give you her phone again?
Yeah. You text grandma.
Okay.
Tell me what's going on. And we'll
okay,
be,
I will.
We'll be great. I'll take the rocky road home on the rocky
Thank you.
Road. You'll be fine. And David walks off. He's like kind of trotting around. He's a little lanky to be like an 11-year-old, but he still hasn't grown into 10. Puberty. He's 11.
Kids feel like a cryptid.
He hasn't had his puberty yet. He still has that kind of weird squeaky voice, and he kind of toddles off towards the apartments because it's within walking distance from the grocery. What now? You're like
can
in the grocery store parking lot.
Can I already be like in the forest hunting this bitch?
You can be at the tree line.
Sick.
Like, you are actively walking towards there in your goth memorabilia.
Right here.
I'm gonna approach the alleyway between the ranger station and the grocery store.
Okay.
I'm just gonna sigh and, like, look with my eyes. And see the emo.
Kathy, where are you in all of this? Are you also kind of converging, or...?
Because I saw... Damon?
Mm-hmm.
Damon. Okay, because I saw Damon from where I was in the park, I'm gonna go across the front of the ranger station and into the trees over there, and then kind of loop around to the radio tower.
Okay. I wonder if I can put down...
Because that motherfucker's scary.
Me?
Yes. You have a gun, brother.
I have two, actually.
Exactly.
I have two guns.
I am a prey animal.
Alright, this orange blob is me.
Here, I'll put this as Damon.
Hello, Damon.
I can change the color. What color do you want to be? Okay. Be Kathy. I'll make you blue, I guess. Quathy. You said you're right here?
Yeah, like, kinda, like, over here. Like, where this one is.
Okay. I'm gonna make this one Fei. Put the nameplate on, and you're gonna be orange?
Orange.
Why did I change that one? What the fuck is happening? Okay, I just accidentally switched those. Okay. So now that you all have your little thingies.
Oh, fuck me. I made a mistake.
What'd you make a mistake?
I moved grocery.
You moved the grocery?
How the fuck did you do that?
Moosh.
I don't know. I clicked to put myself in the alleyway, and it didn't like that. So I'm just gonna be
okay.
There.
Okay.
Can you move the grocery bag?
I got it. There we go. I fixed the grocery.
Okay,
hell
thank
yeah.
You.
I fixed the grocery. Everyone be happy.
Woo!
I'm cheering.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, so now that you all are where you are, do you think that you kind of walk into each other? Like, what is happening? You have to describe this scene to me, what you are doing.
I'm keeping as far away as possible from, God, I can't remember his name.
Damon?
Damon! I keep...
It's Damon like demon?
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm keeping as far away from Damon as possible. So I'm gonna go around the back of the radio tower, over to where I actually live, in the big abandoned house.
Okay. Okay. Faye, what do you do? What is?
I'm gonna shout at Damon.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like, hey!
Just yell at him.
I'm gonna get, like, to this part of the grocery, like, on that corner in the alley, and just go, hey!
Can I pull a gun on her?
Sure. I'm not stopping you. You pull a gun on her.
I pull out my pistol that's full of holy water. It won't kill.
Hold on. I don't fucking know that.
Yeah, you don't fucking know that. People here.
Whoa. Hold on. Hey now. I just wanted to know if you saw the furry in the woods. I'm sorry.
Wait. What's a furry?
I don't know. The big fluffy people.
Who are you?
My name's Faye.
What the fuck is a Faye?
My name, dipshit. I'm gonna get closer. I'm gonna walk towards the gun.
Okay.
Moosh.
I don't know. I don't believe him.
You don't believe me that I have a gun?
No, I believe that you have a gun. I can see it. But I don't think you're gonna shoot.
The intrusive thought in me.
Faye,
Know. What do I need to roll?
2d6s. I think that might be... Yeah, you should just be able to type slap. You need to roll two of them. So got a four. Mark experience.
Okay, hold on.
Why did you roll three of them?
I didn't mean to. I thought it wasn't rolling.
Mark experience, you did fail.
Hell yeah.
From what you can tell, this man in front of you is literally about to kill you. Like, 100%. At this point, I think that depending on how close you guys are, I feel like Damon fully has his arm extended, and the tip of the gun is pressing against your sternum. Like, from what you can tell, you're gonna fucking die right now. And while you're looking at the tree line behind Damon, you see the large furry beast again kind of walk. It's
look
almost
behind
like,
you.
It's almost like it's watching you in a sense. And the moment that you scream, look behind you, it runs towards the radio tower.
Fuck. I'm going to take a step back.
Okay.
I'm going to step the fuck back.
Now.
Take the fuck back.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to know if you saw the thing.
What did the thing?
The thing in the... I don't know what it was.
You mean the furry humanoid?
Yeah, the furry. See, you do know what a furry is.
No, I know what fur is. I don't know what a fucking furry is.
He just described it.
A humanoid with fur?
Yeah, kinda.
I believe that's just a monster, not a furry.
Hold on, I'm gonna show you. Can I approach the bench, good sir?
Okay, I sheathe my weapon.
Okay, I approach. I pull out my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see you?
Hold on. This is a phone? This is not a weapon. It's not like a secret taser or anything.
What's a taser? What?
I come in to this world and I see an arsenic horse vehicle without a horse. And now you pull out a box that has pictures that are moving?
I Google furry. If I Google furry, what is going to pop up? This is what you see. What the Uh-huh. This is what you show him.
Is that inflation?
Mm-hmm. What is your reaction
Why
to this, Damon?
Why those animals on two legs had fucking each other?
That's what a furry is. They're just like people in suits, you know? Like, they're dressed up like that. It's like, it's a funky little costume.
What? Why?
Hell if I know. Did you see the one in the woods or not?
Sure.
Okay. That's all I needed. That's all I needed. Now, what do you mean by arsenic horse drawn? What?
Arsenic's a poison, my guy.
Mm-hmm. It was the color of poison.
Arsenic is green.
That is true.
Would you describe it as like a puke green?
I could describe it as bile, yes.
I think you're talking about George.
George?
That's a person? No. That's my car.
Car.
Vehicle.
You put gas in it, like,
what the fuck is gas?
It's a horrific fuel industry that basically just, you know, gives us things. We don't have a gas station.
So here. It's a carriage without a horse that can run by itself.
Yeah.
I like to think that the gas station is connected to the grocery.
Oh, you're right.
Like, it's just in the front. There's only one gas pump, though.
Yeah.
Monster everywhere.
Damon, can you roll investigate a mystery?
Is it just a d6?
It's 2d6, so you type slash roll 2d6.
No, I have 2d6 in my little grippies, actually.
Okay.
I got a 4.
You got a 4.
I got a 4 collectively.
Okay, mark experience. Did you add your sharp, though?
No, do I add it?
I believe so. Investigate a mystery. It is, yeah, plus sharp.
That's 6.
You still fail. Mark experience, buddy.
Where is experience? Got it.
I would have gotten a 3 then on that roll.
You still failed, bestie. You still failed.
Just saying.
Maybe I put the real dice away.
Yeah, maybe you do put the real dice away.
It's forsaken me.
I'm still gonna give it to you because I'm kind and benevolent. After your little interaction with Faye and she's like, what the fuck is this spirit box that is communicating with me about sexual fur people? You kind of look over your shoulder and you notice the large footprints lead towards the forest. Fresh.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. What now?
Well, that's what a furry is.
If you're so versed on these fur people, why don't you follow them?
I mean, what is he gonna do? Shoot me in the woods?
Me? Probably. Him?
Yeah. Okay.
He'll probably just squish you.
What do I need to follow?
The tracks on the floor?
Oh fuck, I didn't know those were there. Not paying attention. I'm not looking with my eyes. They're closed.
How do you see?
I'm gonna look at. They're closed. I'm gonna walk towards and look at these tracks.
Okay. Roll investigate a mystery. So 2d6 plus your sharp.
So -1.
Also.
Yeah, you both can roll.
I'm gonna go for it, guy.
Bestie!
Did I do it wrong?
Mark experience. Oh, thank God. Got a mixed success.
That's an 11.
That's a 9.
No, don't I add my sharp?
Oh, you didn't add the plus. Yeah. So it's 11? Shit.
Yeah.
You get two holds, so you get to ask me two questions. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it?
No.
Where did it go? What was it going to do? Or what is being concealed here?
Learned.
Uh-huh. Ability. You don't know shit about this yet. You can't use that.
It says I've researched all legends and tales of monsters from my home time, dumbass.
It is not from your home time. I'm pretty sure back in the industrial, like, Victoria, England, there was no fucking Sasquatches.
I mean...
You don't know shit.
You never know.
You don't know shit.
Okay, what are the questions again?
What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what is being concealed here?
Where did it go? And how can I hurt it?
From what you saw, it was heading straight towards the radio tower. And from what you know about, like, large mammals, that any sort of, like, slashing or, like, knife, something pointy that can, like, injure it, would be able to take it down a notch.
What about a silver bullet?
It wouldn't do as much damage as a werewolf would.
Damn.
Like, it's a bullet from a gun. Yes, it's gonna hurt.
Why do you think that it's a fucking giant werewolf?
Yeah, pretty much. You just think it's a fucking werewolf. But
great.
I want you to know that you don't know for sure that it is a werewolf, but you know that you're gonna shoot a gun at it, and it's gonna hurt regardless. It's just not gonna hurt as badly.
Dick.
What do you do?
Yeah, I got nothing about these tracks, dude.
Don't worry about that. I was looking at what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand these tracks? Because I don't.
Well, it's very big. I know that much. And it looked like it was heading that way-ish. And I point towards the radio tower, but obviously because I don't know what a fucking radio tower is.
The radio tower?
Sure, whatever that building is.
It sends out funky little signals that tell people to dance.
That's not what a radio tower does, but go off.
Are you on, drugs?
No, actually. I wish.
Oh, okay. I might regret ever speaking to you.
Oh, you're stuck now.
And we start heading towards the radio tower.
Okay.
Oh my fucking god.
Kathy, I am I'm moving Kathy to out here. Like, out of the house. Ooh. Out of the house.
Obuga.
Obuga?
Yeah.
Hello?
You heard me.
I'm moving Kathy out of the house because I do want you all to experience the group in a way. So, what I'm gonna say that's happening is that Kathy hears something. Just like a low groan noise. And Kathy, being the powerful summon that they are, walks out and be like, who the fuck is barking in my neighborhood kind of deal.
Put those dogs away.
What? Put those groupers away. So Kathy is kind of outside at the fork between these two buildings. So as you guys are emerging past the tree line, you notice to your left is the radio tower. There is a elevator shaft leading up to a kind of two-story building.
Okay.
And it's on, like, these big stilts. Under the two-story building is a kind of car park, and there is currently a large Jeep there with the doors turned off. And...
Oh. Like, in, like, a normal way? Or
like, in a normal
way.
In a normal way. You do notice that on the back of the Jeep, kind of near the, like, trunk, in a sense, because I know that there's, like, a weird door trunk thing, that there is a 3-claw slash at the back of it that goes straight through the metal.
Huh.
And to your right, you see Kathy and these kind of abandoned, broken down buildings. What do you do?
Man, I've not seen these buildings in a hot second.
I feel like Faye, like, when you were a child, you would kind of go, walking around in the forest. Oh, yeah. And so you have seen these buildings before, but they weren't abandoned. Like, they were more kind of cabins for people alive. To go camping in.
They were slightly alive.
Slightly alive. Like, they were still kind of broken down and ugly, but not a lot of people go beyond the tree line.
Why are they so decrepit?
Well, and dang. We don't use them anymore.
Why not?
They're hell still if I know. Up. Yeah, we're kind of lazy. We haven't torn them down, or at least, you know, once the hotel was put in, we kind of just abandoned this section. Because who wants to camp when you can go and look at the lake?
A hotel?
Do you know what a hotel is?
Is that like a house?
It is.
I thought you were going to say it was like, is it a brothel? And I'm like, please, God, no.
I mean, I could have gone that, but I held back.
It is a house. It's a house that you pay to stay in for a couple of days to be treated like luxury.
So, like,
don't
in.
You don't get any amenities other than, you know, like, the normal stuff. I don't think there's even, like, a pool there. But there's, like, a funky little convention center.
What is a convention center?
It's like a really big room with a lot of space, and like every couple of months, something cool happens in it.
Fun.
Kathy, you're currently looking at these two people kind of conversing, and you know one of them has adamantly and actively tried to kill you. What is your response? Like, what do you do? You're just kind of staring.
I don't know if Kathy's back.
Where did Kathy go?
Kathy BRB.
BRB.
Damn. Why didn't I hear that?
They typed it in chat.
I said it out loud, too.
I didn't hear that. What do you guys do? You see Kathy in front of you, just kind of fucking staring at you, kind of peeking behind.
Is it human Kathy?
Human Kathy. Human Kathy.
Oh, okay.
I think I know that person. Maybe.
I'm trying to make them hide behind the fucking... It's so hard to move these things.
You can make it so they don't snap to grid.
Can I? I don't see snap to grid.
I thought you could.
No, I don't see snap to grid.
Oh, shit, I forgot his mask. Oh, well.
He has a mask?
He's a plague doctor!
Oh, I guess you're right.
He doesn't wear it all the time, though, but...
Is he wearing it now?
Is it on his person? Is it, like, hanging off his belt or something?
It's hanging off his hip.
Okay. Okay.
I just forgore to draw it. My bad.
You just forgore?
I forgore.
I'm gonna say that I'm like, oh, yeah, that's... I think I know that person?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him, like, once or twice. They're a little strange.
How do you react?
Stranger than you.
Yeah, I think you could meet some pretty strange people here. You are in a town known for cryptids. Wherever the fuck those are.
Hello.
Welcome back.
There you are. My mom clogged my toilet.
I'm so sorry.
Did she call you to plunge it?
Yeah.
Why can't you plunge it herself?
I don't know.
Okay, Kathy, you're currently kind of peeking behind one of the smaller buildings that you probably thought was like some sort of shed or some shit.
Uh-huh.
And you're looking at both Damon and Faye as they emerge past the tree line.
Just what do you do? About.
You're just kind of peeking about. You heard a noise. Kind okay. of like a deep growling. And you're like, who the fuck is marching on my carrots on my kind curb. Of deal?
Who's
in my backyard?
Who's up in my biz?
Yeah. And
in my biz?
You kind of turn the corner and you see these two people walk out from the tree line. What do you do?
How do they look? Like, are they...
Well, you know that one of them has actively tried to kill you.
Okay.
The other one looks like the person that you know works at the combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell, but you don't really know what that is.
Okay.
You just know that that's a building, and you know what it, where it is.
I'm violently waving.
Okay.
You're violently waving at me.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, both hands over top of my head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I'm hidden, like, halfway hidden behind this little building, and I'm peeking.
Yeah, you're, like, kind of peeping. You're doing it really bad, but, like, they know you're there. Like, they obviously know you're there.
Yeah,
but, like, okay. You think you're really well hidden.
Okay, I'm gonna raise my little hand, and I'm gonna wave back, like, nervously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take that as a sign that I can run over and be friends.
Oh, God. Okay.
Like, I'm gonna go right here. Like, I'm in between them. Like, I am here.
You are up in my biz.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey. I didn't scream this time. I'm not gonna scream. I've learned my lesson.
Hi.
Like, there's, like, a quick once-over question that I've been asking. Did you see the furry in the woods? Like, the weird man, like, kind of, like, a fursuit-esque thing that just kind of ran to the radio tower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay, that's great. That's perfect, because we're trying to follow and hunt it down. I don't know
why. Hold on. Does Kathy think that Faye is talking about themselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we just saw it in town.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so curious. Have you seen, did you, like, see which way they went? I know there were, like, tracks on the ground, but I can't make heads or tails of them, to be completely honest.
They went behind the radio tower.
Oh, okay. You wanna come with?
Sure.
Great. I'm gonna turn around to David. I'm gonna turn around to Damon. I'm gonna go, I made a friend.
Mega stressed.
I see that.
Introduce yourself. Be nice.
Do you always just, like, go pick up random civilians in the woods?
We were in a really small town, man. Social interactions are limited. I'm sad. Let me make friends.
Okay, then. So you said behind the radio tower, right?
Yep.
And I'll...
Gonna just, like, silently start walking.
Yeah.
You just kind of loop an arm into onto Major, and I'm gonna drag him along.
I like to think that Damon just kind of nods his head and then just 180 turns and starts walking away, and Faye's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you leaving us? What the fuck, bro?
Wait, like this? I just fucking dip.
No, like, from how where they are standing, you just kind of do a 180 and kind of walk into the kind of, like, mini garage section of the radio tower to kind of look behind the side in between the mountain and the
pier.
Yeah, where you're just kind of, like...
That's not a 180 if I'm facing forward and I turn left.
180
that's
is...
a 90.
I don't know which way you're facing. It's this close enough. 180 is half. I can do math. What now?
I want to inspect the area.
Okay, roll investigate a mystery. Roll investigate a mystery. Mystery time. Mystery time. Are you having fun typing that shit into the chat? Because your IRL dice betrayed you?
Yeah.
And that is plus your sharp, I believe.
Sorry, I'm having difficulty!
Oh!
That's a 14!
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Sorry, I'm flexing real quick.
You're flexing?
Yeah, a little bit.
My brother in Christ, get some bitches.
You're flexing. Okay, where do you want... You can hold two.
Only... I got fucking max. What the
sh... On a 10 plus, you hold two. I will give you three questions you can ask. Because that is a fucking 12, and that is the best roll that you can get. So the questions are, what happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what is being concealed here?
Where did it go?
Okay.
What is being concealed here? And I need the questions again.
What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what is being concealed here?
Can you do it again?
What happened here?
Oh, what happened here?
What sort of creature was it? Where did it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what is being concealed here? I'll put it in the chat so you can have a reference.
1, 6, and 4.
The fuck do you mean 1, 6, and 4?
What happened here?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it going? What is concealed here?
I did not mean to send this one.
Thank you.
I'm looking with my eyes. My eyes are open. I'm reading.
I sent one accidentally.
Okay. What happened here?
Okay.
Where did it go? And what is being concealed here?
What happened here? You, from what you can see, there's not a lot of shit that you can figure out. You know that the scratch mark on the trunk of the Jeep, there is some kind of dried blood and some fur in the claw mark. From what you can tell, there is a trail of kind of mud and dirt and a very large, like, set of feet entering into the elevator shaft. You can see just kind of dirt and mud kind of sloshing. It kind of looks like whatever this was had a limp. And what was the last question? What is being concealed here?
Yeah.
Ma'am. From what you can tell, besides the fact of the kind of claw mark in the back of the trunk and the mud going up into the elevator shaft, you feel a very large kind of magical sense. You know something is kind of happening here that you can't really explain in the natural medicine side. You just kind of have this sixth sense that there is something going on that you need to find out. What do you do?
I want to take the little piece of fur and give it to Faye.
Okay.
And say, do you know what this is? Because there's a lot of dried blood around it, and also there's tracks going into a box.
Well, it can I roll to see if I know if it's synthetic or not?
Yep.
What do I roll for that? Is
it 2D6? Just roll plain 2d6. And add your sharp.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Sorry, I did with the one with the negative. Yeah, you did with the sharp? Yeah.
Yeah, with your sharp.
Yeah, it's -1.
Mark experience.
Fucking hell.
You're gonna level up quick. You're gonna level up so quick.
I'm so stupid. I just don't know.
From what you could tell, it just looks like fucking fur. You don't know if it's real, you don't know if it's fake. The blood looks very convincing.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at them and I'm gonna go, it could be real. That might not be furry. It might,
It definitely looks bloody, bro.
It definitely looks like blood. That is a thing that it looks like. And then I'm gonna lean over to Kathy and I'm gonna go, what is your name again?
I'm Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy. Does this look like, I don't know, like the fake fur, like the real fur, and I passed it along.
Okay. At this point, I figured out that they're not actually hunting me at the moment, so mm-hmm. I chill out a little bit.
Okay, cool.
As a summoned that has actual animal hair,
mm-hmm.
Am I allowed to say that I know what it is?
I want you to roll.
Okay.
But I'll give you a +1 on top of your sharp.
Okay, so how do I do this?
It's 2d6.
You type slash roll 2d6, and then whatever your sharp modifier is. I think your sharp is... Your sharp is plus two, so you're a plus three overall.
So I put plus three?
Yes.
Shift plus three. Did I do it?
I do not see... Oh! You got an eight! That is a mixed success. So, you know that it's not your fur, but...
Okay.
At the same time, you can't really pinpoint what creature it is. You know that you've seen this creature before, but you can't.
So I do know.
You know that.
Know that it's.
You know that it's not yourself, and you know that you've seen this creature before, but you don't know like what to call it, like at all. You're like, I don't fucking know.
So I do know it's actual animal hair.
You know it's actual, well, not animal, but you know that it's actual fur.
Okay. I look over at Faye and I'm like, it's living being hair.
I turn her on. It's living being hair, Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What the fuck?
I will add this onto yours, Kathy. You have seen this creature with this hair enter the radio tower.
Okay.
Well, like I said earlier, there are tracks leading into a box. A human-sized box.
I'm gonna walk over to him and I'm gonna be like, are you talking about the elevator?
Mm-hmm.
Now this might sound crazy, but what's an elevator?
I'm going to walk into the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to press the button to go up.
Okay.
I also do not know what an elevator is.
And I'm gonna go up.
Okay. You two see Kath, or you two see Faye, forgive me, kind of followed watching this magnificent thing.
You're fucking risen.
You see the two doors close to the elevator, and Faye's just kind of smiling behind it as they disappear, and the elevator shaft comes back down, and the doors open again. And Faye is not there.
She fucking died.
Well, I guess that's one more body to find.